Hello, all you freedom-loving people. Welcome to another episode of Front Page. I'm your host, Scott Cameron Goulet. So, what secrets have been leaked in the recent worst leaks of the decade? These secrets revolve around the war in Ukraine and Russia, and this intelligence might have changed the course of the war, but it's not limited to US and NATO intelligence. It also includes secrets from Egypt and from communist China who were secretly supporting Russia. The White House has long claimed to have learned of the search of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate from the media. But documents have recently come to light that show that the White House is not so innocent and that the White House was a part of the planning. The Republican Party has also begun to fight back against the left's unbridled political persecution of President Trump. The House announced that it was holding hearings in Manhattan in order to review Alvin Bragg's policy of encouraging crime. More and more public places are offering free charging for customers, but beware because your computer and cell phone may be hacked as a result. It's been a year since NBC sports anchor Michelle Tafoya has appeared on Monday Night Football. She quit being a sports anchor in order to start her own blog. Her goal is to spread the voice of freedom and to save our country that is being divided. So how has her experience been over the past year? Okay, let's get into it. With the large number of US military leaks on social media in recent days, one may be curious what the content of those documents include. According to media reports, the classified documents reveal the extent of U.S. penetration of Russian security and intelligence services. They demonstrate the ability of the United States to warn Ukraine in advance of a possible attack and provide an assessment of Russian military power. The documents describe how the militaries are struggling and how they are deeply compromised. The documents record daily warnings sent to U.S. intelligence agencies in real time. This includes the timing of Russian attacks. It even includes the specific targets and information to help Ukraine in self-defense. The leaked documents show that as early as mid-April, the Ukraine army will run out of stocks of S-300 and Beech air defense missiles, which are Ukraine's main defense against Russian warplanes and bombers. Ukraine will be in danger if its air defense systems are not strengthened. The documents assess that by around May 23rd, Ukraine will have significantly fewer air defense systems to protect its frontline troops, which will directly threaten the outcome of the ground war. The documents prove that the U.S. is also spying on Ukraine's top military and political leaders in order to keep tabs on Ukraine's combat strategy. And the U.S. has extensive knowledge of Russia's plans and is able to warn its allies about the future Russian action. That means that a previously popular perception was accurate, namely that the United States knows more about Russian military operations than it does about Ukraine's plans. The leaks have the potential to be damaging to the Ukraine. This is because the leaks expose which Russian agencies the U.S. knows the most about. This gives Russia the opportunity to cut off sources of information. The leaks complicate U.S. relations with allies also because the United States is spying not only on Russia but also on its allies. While this may not be surprising to allied officials, bringing the wiretaps to the forefront will still damage U.S. relations with key countries. After reviewing the documents, a senior Western intelligence official said that the release of the material was painful, and he suggested that it could curb intelligence sharing. Representative Mike Gallagher, who is a Republican member of the House Intelligence Committee, said that he expects Biden administration officials to brief lawmakers on the matter when Congress resumes next week. While the FBI moved on Friday to identify the source of the leaks, a senior U.S. official said that tracing the original source of the leaks could be difficult. This is because hundreds, if not thousands, of military and U.S. government officials have the security clearance that is needed to access these documents. The leaked classified government documents include plans by Egypt to build 40,000 rockets and to secretly ship them to Russia. Egyptian President Sisi ordered officials to keep the production and shipments secret in order to avoid friction with Western countries. The revelation of the move immediately raised questions about whether it was related to the Chinese Communist Party's recent agreement to forgive part of Egypt's roughly $8 billion debt. Is this one of the means by which the CCP is supporting Russia behind the scenes? The Chinese Foreign Ministry has not officially responded, but judging from past history, the Chinese Communist Party would certainly not forgive Egypt's debt for no good reason. Another leaked document noted that a Russian fighter jet nearly shot down a British reconnaissance aircraft last year, but British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace blamed the incident on a technical fault rather than a human shootdown. The incident underscores the balance that Western military officials are trying to maintain. NATO allies have tried to help the Ukraine military and to gather information about the war without getting directly involved in the conflict with Russia. Russian officials have tried to portray NATO countries as aggressors. For their part, the United States and its allies have said that they support Ukraine, but they are not directly at war with Russia. On August 8th of last year, the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. The Biden administration claimed that officials were stunned to hear about the unprecedented operation. The archive also claims that the Biden administration was not involved in the Justice Department's investigation. But according to documents that were obtained by America First Legal from the National Archives, Biden's administration was involved in the search of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. The documents show that the FBI was able to obtain the records only through a special access request. That request was made by the White House on behalf of the Justice Department, and the White House is out of line with this approach. America First Legal explained, the special access statute authorizes special access requests to an incumbent president only when the records in question are needed for the conduct of current business of the White House. Providing documents to the DOJ for purposes of a criminal investigation is not the current business of the White House. Reed D. Rubenstein, who is the senior counselor and director of oversight and investigations, said the evidence further suggests that Biden officials in the executive office of the president and the Department of Justice unlawfully abused their power and then lied about it to the American people. This government, it seems, acknowledges no limits on its power to harass, intimidate, and silence its political opponents. The House Judiciary Committee announced on April 10th that it will hold a field hearing for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg in New York City on April 17th. A field hearing is when a congressional committee holds a hearing at a location other than the committee room on Capitol Hill. The hearing on April 17th is titled Victims of Violent Crime in Manhattan. According to the House Judiciary Committee, the hearing will examine how Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's pro-crime, anti-victim policies have led to an increase in violent crime and a dangerous community for New York City residents. Alvin Bragg's office called the hearing a political stunt. A spokesperson for the office tweeted that the hearing would not change a number of their policies, such as supporting national gun legislation. Shortly after taking office, Alvin Bragg announced that the district attorney's office would not prosecute a range of misdemeanors, including marijuana misdemeanors, public transportation fare evasion, most trespassing incidents, resisting arrest, and prostitution. He also downgraded certain crimes, including possession of a non-firearm weapon, residential and commercial burglary, and drug cases. According to the New York City Police Department, the major crime rate spiked last year, hitting a 15-year high. Paul DiGiacomo, the president of the Detectives Endowment Association, described Alvin Bragg as a pro-crime politician. The New York City Police Union also accused Bragg of being soft on crime. The Police Benevolence Association said that criminals know that Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg will do his best to protect the criminals, not the law-abiding New Yorkers. The New York Post reported that since taking office, Bragg's office has reduced 52% of felony convictions to mere misdemeanor charges. Many shopping centers, coffee shops, airports, and other public places offer free charging docks to customers as part of an effort to enhance customer service. However, people may not realize that charging in public places can expose their phone to the threat of cyber attacks. The FBI says that miscreants have managed to hijack public charging docks that can infect personal devices with malware and software. This allows hackers to access your phone, tablet, or computer. FBI Denver posted on Twitter, "Avoid using free charging stations in airports, hotels, or shopping centers. Bad actors have figured out ways to use public USB ports to introduce malware and monitoring software on devices. Carry your own charger and USB cord and use an electrical outlet instead." The FBI provides similar guidance on its website to warn the public to avoid using public charging docks. However, the recent case of the juice jacking intrusion is not specifically identified. Juice jacking refers to charging traps or battery theft. Criminals use special USB devices to load malware into charging cradles or the wire connected to the cradle. When the user uses the charging cradle, the phone automatically downloads malicious software and installs it on the device. The malware enables hackers to remotely control the user's device and to collect additional data, such as personal data, GPS location, social media updates, photos, call logs, and other apps in progress. The FCC has issued warnings about the well-known malware loading scheme called juice jacking. The FCC has told consumers to avoid these public devices. If you have to charge outside, the best way to protect yourself include carrying your own charging cable, charging directly from an electrical outlet with a charging head only, and using a branded portable recharging battery. Michelle Tafoya was once the jewel of NBC Sports Television. In the 30 years that she has been in the industry, she has reaped great success. She even won an Emmy Award, but last year she gave up her leading position at the network in order to express herself as a podcaster. She started this idea in 2017. At the time, she noticed that society as a whole was tearing itself apart. She saw that her friends were becoming more and more afraid to speak their minds on social media. She thinks it's crazy to shut up for fear of being canceled. When she floated the idea of doing a podcast after hours, the bosses at NBC said, "We understand, we would like to ask you to wait." She understands the situation. As a top NBC star, if she expressed controversial views, there would be a lot of opposition. She said, "There were contracts, Super Bowls to consider, and there were Olympic Games to consider." So she decided to wait. But time waits for no woman. By 2018, she finally submitted her resignation. After covering the Los Angeles Super Bowl for the last time with great emotion in February of 2022, she launched her podcast. Her resignation has resulted in a significant reduction in her income and a significant shrinkage in her audience. Yet, in the years since she quit, she has never regretted it. She is confident that the impact of her unrestrained voice will offset all of this. She said, "Think about it. What I said on Monday Night Football was, I talked to the coach and he said so-and-so has a sprained ankle, they're going to rest him on the sidelines. It was a reporter's job. I did the job that was asked of me. Now I'm doing the job I'm asking of myself, and that is to express the things I want to express." If she changed one mind, she said it would be worth it. She is now free to speak out and interview people who have been excluded from the mainstream media, such as Dr. Robert McCullough, who talks about the facts of the COVID vaccination. She talked to former Border Patrol Captain Chris Klen, who denounces the policies of the southern border crisis, among others. She discusses issues ranging from critical race theory and gender ideologies that are taught to young children in schools to transgenderism as it enters the sports industry. When it comes to sports, that's her forte. She said, "I believe that biological males should not compete against biological females in college and Olympic sports and anywhere else for that matter." She demands accountability for the Chinese communist tyrants, domestic genocide, and the wounding of Americans through over-the-top warfare. She also said, "I think they know that the best way to ruin this country is from within, and I think to some degree they've been successful at that, and I want to see that stop." In the past year, she's been labeled a racist and a bigot for her criticism of racially critical theories. She's also been called a homophobe for her view on transgenderism and a xenophobe for her views on illegal immigration. These are all things that she expected. She invites these people who call her names to debate on her podcast. However, those people were simply too afraid to show up. They had nothing to back up their arguments other than name-calling and labeling. Tafoya has two teenage children. She hopes that her actions will also set an example for her children. When the country is in crisis, the people should do what they can to save the country. And that's a wrap for this episode. Thank you so much for your support of Front Page. Please remember that every like, comment, and share helps more people to see the truth. If you haven't already, please subscribe. And if you have already subscribed, we thank you. But please double check to make sure that you are still subscribed, because some of our audience have reported that they're somehow unsubscribed without their knowledge. Okay, this is our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like what you heard today, please don't forget to like this video and share it with your friends and family, because everybody deserves to know the truth. Again, thank you for watching Front Page, and we will see you next time.